Thanks for listening to the show. Join us online at playvolutionhq.com and learn how to support the show at explorationsearlylearning.com/support. Welcome to Mommin' Around.
Mom? 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 Mom! 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 Mom!
Hello and welcome to another episode of Mommin' Around. I'm Tasha Johnson with my friend and fellow mom,
Angie.
Awesome. Hey, we're back in the studio again, and I feel like my microphone is going to fall all of a sudden. That would suck. But we decided to do a topic on kids going back to school, because for us, when we're recording this, it's school starting back up on Monday.
Yes, or on Wednesday.
Oh, Wednesday, sorry. The teachers go back on Monday, probably.
Yeah. And yeah. Don't rush it.
Oh, I know. My sister posted on Facebook that her kids went back last Tuesday.
Oh, I know. There's been a lot of them.
Yeah. It's just unreal. It's like, it's not that late in the year, is it? I guess it's almost, August is almost over when we're recording this, and yes. So it is that time, but, oh, yeah. Poor kids.
Summer went fast.
It did.
Seems like this one went really fast.
Yes, it did. No. So how are your kids handling it? I noticed you mentioned that your oldest is having a little difficulty.
Yeah, she's not too excited. She's going to be a junior in high school, so last year.
Move in, Angie. There we go. I could just say that instead of...
So she'll be a junior in high school.
Wow.
And so she's feeling the pressure, taking the higher level classes and all the stress that comes with that. Last year she was pretty stressed out. It was nice having a break this summer.
Oh, I bet.
From the stress.
The poor girl. And she's not the only one feeling that way either. I mean,
right.
You feel that way, but other kids, I'm sure, are feeling stressed about going back to school. And
yeah, and it seems different now because it seems like they want you to know what you want to do when you grow up. What are your college plans? Basically, like my son Noah is going to be in eighth grade, and they were already asking him that last year. And he came home from school and said, you know, they want me to know, they want to know if I plan on going to college or what. I said, you're 12.
Yeah.
Like, I don't expect you to know. I'm 38 and I just figured out what I want to do.
I know, I was going to say there's adults in their, you know, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s even, who are going, I still don't know what I want to be when I grow up.
Right. So it's a lot of pressure they have on them now. I don't like it.
No.
So that's why I always tell my oldest Anna too. I tell her, you know, now you're going to be a junior. You should probably have an idea of what you want to do after you graduate high school as far as do you want to go to college? Do you want to take some time off? But I don't expect you to know what you want your career path to be. If she was set in something, that'd be different. But I don't expect her just to pick something now.
Well, good.
So the it's teachers nice. Do, but I don't.
And I hope Anna listens to you more than the teachers that are saying, hey, you need to choose a top, you know, subject, what you're going to do and everything.
Right. She's still figuring out just what she likes to do. And this year she'll be taking a graphic design class because she's been kind of teetering with the interest in that. So we'll see how that plays out. And we have her talked into now. She's going to go to community college out of high school.
Okay.
She got a scholarship already for like a audio visual competition that she was in. She got first place, so she got a $500 scholarship for that.
Wow. Congratulations, Anna.
Yes, it was pretty awesome. And so I said, use that, you know, and her dad works at the community college. And so if she graduates from there, then we get a tuition break.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. I said, it doesn't even make sense to not take advantage of that, at least.
Well, exactly.
And I told her with community college, you'll be able to take more classes in areas that interest you till you figure out what you like to do.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, that's tough. I know my niece, she'll be going into college this fall. She graduated from high school last year, but she's known since she was probably a freshman that she wanted to be a doctor.
Right.
she's just one of those few that knew, and she knew it was going to be a lot of schooling and stuff, but now she's trying to, thinking, maybe not a doctor, maybe a nurse, not as much schooling and stuff, but...
That's she, smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she's one of, I still have no idea what I want to do. I'm just the adult, I guess that's...
I want to be an adult when I grow up. Even then, I'm on the fence.
It's not that great.
No.
It's a lot of responsibility.
Yeah. So my son, he's, I don't know. He's not really excited to go back to school. He could take it or leave it. It's whatever. He doesn't like getting up early, so that's the big problem with him.
Well, yeah, and it starts so early. Mm-hmm. The older you get in school and stuff, it's like,
yes.
You see kids waiting on the corner. We have a bus stop on our corner by our house, and so 7 o'clock, they're out there waiting for the bus.
Yeah.
And they're old kids.
Tardy bell for him is 7:45. Tardy bell for Anna is 7:50. And then Lily, who's in elementary school, is until 8:40. So that's,
Yeah, and she's the one who gets up early.
Right.
And wants to get going and stuff. And
she can't wait. She's my kid that cries on the last day of school.
Aww.
Because school's over. So if you look at our, I usually take a picture on the first day of school and then a picture on the last day of school of all three of the kids together.
Mm-hmm.
And my favorite is not the one we just did, but the year before. And on the first day of school, Anna and Noah look so depressed.
Aww.
And Lily is smiling so big. And then on the last day of school picture, we actually had to wait till Lily stopped crying before we could take the picture. So in the picture, Anna and Noah are dabbing. You know, they're dancing because they're excited. And Lily is all red-faced and so upset that school's ending.
Poor thing.
So she likes school still, so.
I hope that doesn't ever change.
I know, but Anna used to as well.
So, I mean.
So we'll see.
Yeah. It's kind of inedible.
Inevitable?
Yes, thank you. Going, it's not coming at all, and I can't think of the another word for it. It's going to happen. There we go.
Yep.
That, you know, teeters off a little bit, that you're not as enthusiastic.
Yes. Which is expected, I suppose, as you get older. I don't know. And you like to sleep.
Yeah, that sleeping thing. It's like, I know they do the school, the older kids go to school earlier and get out earlier so they can watch their younger siblings.
Yeah.
It's like, but why? It's not good for anybody to do that.
No. I think it would be nice if they started later and ended later.
Oh, yeah.
All the grades. I think it would be better, even just by a couple hours.
Oh, yeah.
It would make a big difference, I think.
I think so, too.
But this year, my son, he's going to be taking Algebra 1 in 8th grade, which is actually a high school class.
Yes, it is. I remember taking that in 9th grade. So, wow,
and
Noah.
This is the first year that our school district is actually, whatever grade you get in that class actually counts towards your GPA. So I told him, when you're a freshman, you're already going to be starting with a GPA that you've earned, unlike everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So don't blow it.
No pressure.
No pressure. I said, you know, you don't have to get an A, but please don't fail, because that's going to be your GPA when you start, and that's going to be really hard to recover that GPA. So, but I'm proud of him for getting into that. And
he's
excited. He loves math. So.
I was going to say, yeah, he's always loved math.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's always interest him.
Yeah. He was on the math team when he was in like 3rd grade for the school, and he loves math. So I think it'll be good for him. And he has math second period or first period now, but it's after homeroom.
Okay.
So he'll have homeroom, and then he jumps right into math at whatever time in the morning. But last year he was in accelerated math, and he had it 8th period, which is the last period of the day, and he did not like it because he said, by the end of the day, Mom, I'm so tired and I'm so burnt out, and this is my hardest class that I feel like I have to do good in, and I'm not there. I'm not there for it mentally.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he struggled with it a little bit.
Yeah.
And it was his first year in middle school being in an advanced math, because in 6th grade he wasn't, and he just got A's, and he never had homework, and I didn't like it because he wasn't even trying.
Oh, he's one of those kids that can show up, ace it, and yeah.
And so when he got into accelerated math in 7th grade, I was like, yes. And so he failed his first test, and he was so mad. And I said, did you study? And he says, well, no. I go, welcome to accelerated math.
Yes.
And so he ended with a C+ in that class. And I told him that's the one grade that I'm so proud of because you worked for it and you earned it. And, you know, you didn't just skate by. And he's like, well, I want to go back to the other math. Well, yeah, because it's easy.
Yeah, it's not challenging. Yeah. Yeah.
No, you're where you're supposed to be. Everybody else agrees with me, so.
Suck it up. Poor kid. But mom, I know it. Yeah.
So we have that. That'll be exciting. And then this year, Lily, she's in tag. And she's always been in tag. But the schools have, they have a new thing they're doing with tag kids this year. I went to a couple of the meetings that they had. And they're trying, like, cluster grouping and...
Oh, I kind of started reading an article on it, but then it got tedious, so I stopped reading about it. Yeah.
It'll be interesting. If it goes as planned, I think it's good.
Okay.
Because they're actually going to get more time. Like, before, Lily would get 1 half-hour a week of tag.
Mm-hmm.
Which...
That's not much.
Not much at all. No. And, you know, and I feel bad for the tag teacher because she was spread through a couple different schools.
Oh.
And she had to do all the grades in each school. So, and she was super nice and she's really great at what she does. But, you know, so if this goes well, she's actually going to have it every day.
Okay, cool.
She'll actually be with other kids who are also categorized as tag.
Okay, yeah.
But she'll also be with other kids who aren't. And the goal is... that maybe they'll springboard off the tag kids.
Okay.
That, you know, maybe the way of
observing teaching. The peers and seeing if that will progress with the other kids a little bit more. Yeah.
So we'll see how it goes. It's an experimental year. I know.
Knock on wood that it.
I know.
It's nice when the school system wants to try something new, but I feel kind of bad for the kids and the teachers that it's being tested out on.
Yes, I do too. So I hope it's smooth.
Yeah.
For the sake of the kids and the teachers, I just hope that it goes, like I said, it's a good, you know, other school districts already do it.
Okay. So there's a model they can base it on.
So it does work. I mean, it's shown to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
So I just hope it's implemented.
There you go. Good. Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes when you, you know, are starting something new or implementing something new, it's like you got to give it at least 2 weeks or, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't just say, throw your hands up and say, screw it.
Yeah, so hopefully, I don't know, it'll be interesting to see. So it's neat because I'll be able to see it through Lily if it actually is a good
thing.
I know. So I was trying to explain to her, you don't get pulled out of class anymore 1 day a week for a half hour to go to tag.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't really, I mean, she understands, but she doesn't know how to feel about it, I don't think, because she looked forward to that.
Oh, so.
It was every Thursday afternoon for a half hour. She would get to go to tag and... So she'd never want to be sick on that day or never want me to schedule any appointment on that day because I couldn't.
This is my time, Mom, already. No.
So we'll see. We'll see how that goes. And then from what I gather, it's not as – they are also doing it in the middle school.
Okay.
But it's more – from what I understand, it's more beneficial for the elementary students. It doesn't really seem to make that much of a difference in middle school, and there's nothing in high school.
Because I've read articles on in kindergarten, you can't really tell who's going to be the a good reader. I mean, you can have kindergartners who are reading and writing and stuff, but by third grade, they kind of taper off.
Yeah.
They meet each other and stuff, so by middle school and high school, it's like, well, either you're putting the effort in still and excelling, or you're just kind of coasting by and saying F it and doesn't care. So,
So we'll see. And with Noah being in eighth grade, you know, he'll be in high school next year. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever. This is last year of middle school. So,
oh, wow.
I know.
I remember when he was just a little baby.
I know. I just put a picture. You know how Facebook has those memories that pop up?
Mm-hmm.
So my memory for today was first day of school picture of Anna and Noah. And it's when Anna was in fifth grade and Noah was in second grade. And my caption was, this is the last school picture I'll have of them together because at the same school.
Oh, yeah.
And so I thought it was funny because next year will be the only year that they'll be back in the same school together. And he'll be a freshman and she'll be a senior.
Wow.
And Lily and Noah, they won't be in school again. together ever.
They won't. Mm-mm. Oh, that's
because when Noah now. I know when Noah's a senior, Lily will be in eighth grade.
Oh,
so
maybe we can skip her a grade.
Yeah, or hold him back. I'm gonna put in a phone call about that.
There we go. Excuse me.
I'm like, I really would like him to be here when my daughter's a freshman. So
yeah,
just fail him.
Maybe he can just come back and volunteer.
Right.
They won't be that way at all. No.
So we have all our back to school supplies and.
Oh yeah, usually I don't see them in the stores until August.
Mm-hmm.
This year I saw them in July.
It was early. Like,
that was sad.
I know. Like, Noah didn't even want to go to the store with me. If we had to go to Walmart, he's like, I'm not going. Because as soon as you walk in, it already says back to school, and it's just July, so I don't want to think about school.
School? No. Chris, I remember when I went to school, like in elementary, probably fourth and fifth, going, and they'd wait so late, the stores, to put the school supplies in. It'd be like 2 weeks till school started, and that's when the supplies would come out, and they were bombarded. You couldn't move up and down the aisles.
Oh.
Everyone was gathering up their supplies, and you were running out and trying to grab stuff. So it is nice that they've expanded it, so, you know, by a few weeks. And I like how they put the lists
in
the
nice.
Stores now instead of going, I'm still waiting from the school for the letter. By snail mail
right.
to show me what my list is. And
yeah. So we got Lily's, well, I got Lily's stuff. The first week of August. So she can have the pick. Because she's the only one that cares anymore.
Well, there you go.
About her school supplies. So she went with me and we had fun.
Good.
Got all her stuff. And then Noah and I were going to keep going together and either he would not want to go, or I was busy. We couldn't go when he was up to going.
Okay, yeah.
So finally he's like, you just go get my stuff. I don't even care. I was like, okay. So I got all his stuff, and I said, I got your school supplies. Do you want to see it? And he's like, no, I'm sure it's good.
Phew.
I know. And then Anna, for high school, there's no list. You have to wait till they start school.
Oh, yeah.
And then each teacher tells what you need. So I just got her a couple notebooks and... We're calling that good for right now.
Writing utensils and, yeah.
Yeah.
Usually you just can save from last year to use this year, not in grade school or
no,
elementary.
Never.
It's like, oh, I remember the biggest pain my mom complaining about was you had the paint thing, the little paint tray, but it only could have 4 colors in it because we were supposed to learn how to mix the colors. You couldn't have the one with all 8 in them.
Weird.
The art teacher didn't care, but... For some reason, on the school supplies list, you had to have...
That's weird.
Yeah, that sucked. Especially when you were painting and you ran out of green.
Yes.
So you had to mix more green.
Oh. Yeah, I know, like, the kids, they want them to have 12 to 24 colored pencils. And I was like, what?
Why?
So Lily saw the 48 one.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, well, you can't get that because you have to have 12 to 24. And she says, why? I go, I don't know why. Get the 48.
I was going to say, you could put it into 2 different packages and have 2 packages of 24, yeah. Technically. This is for my friend in case they need it.
Yeah. But then I drew the line. She wanted to get that jumbo box of crayons with the sharpener in the back.
Ooh, fancy.
And I told her, you better not, because I think that'll be frowned upon in the school. So we got it for home.
Oh, there you go. The crayon sharpener never worked for me.
No, it would work the first couple times for me, and then it'd get jammed.
Yeah. How do you empty it?
I don't even know. Where does it go?
I just came up, probably opening the bottom of the box, maybe. Now I want to go get a box and test it out.
I know. I remember one time I tore it out of the back of the box because I was so frustrated that it... Because the tip of my crayon broke off in it.
Oh.
So then how do you get it out? So then I tore the little thing out, and then it was ruined.
Yeah. Never fair.
So no to the big box crayons for school.
School. Alrighty. But 48 crayons? Why not?
I know.
Or colored pencils.
Yeah. I was like, well, who cares?
I know. Some of the things, they get so specific. I haven't seen a list too recently. Oh, yeah, I did look. Because Rowan, our granddaughter, was supposed to go to kindergarten this fall, but they're moving to a new town the beginning of spring, so they decided to hold off school for her. Instead of having so many transition changes and stuff. But I was looking at the school list. Up until fourth grade, they need blunt scissors.
Yes.
It's like,
Lily was so mad. She says, I still need blunt scissors. I'm not a baby.
I know. Rowan doesn't even use blunt scissors. I mean, can I use some scissors? Yeah, here's the adult pair for the moment. I don't. Where are yours? Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like, aren't they old enough to handle, or is it for safety reasons for the other children?
That's what I told Lily. I go, maybe it's just to prevent like a stabbing. I don't know. I would hope not.
I know. I found it interesting. Poor kids. Can't do anything. No. Well, we got crayons going back to school. Oldest two, not thrilled about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I never was thrilled when I was older either.
No, I don't recall being thrilled either, actually. I was excited for senior year of high school.
Ah.
I don't really have a reason. I think it's just because it was my last year.
Yeah, I just remember going to school because I was a good girl and that's what you did and stuff. And then my sister, who's 2.5 years younger than I am, she dropped out and went to the Individual Learning Center, ILC, for the last 2 years. I thought, really? She got to do that?
That's not fair.
I know. It was like, you know, just the morning time and she was done for the day and stuff. And it's like, oh. Yeah. But I did the whole thing.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Dang, us being older and good girls.
I know.
That's funny. Anything else for this one for now? Probably retouch on it a few other times.
I'm sure we'll come back to it.
Well, yeah, because that's what we do. Or we're going to.
That's what we're going to do.
Yes, exactly. Because I got another dog episode too. So, yay. Well, thanks for tuning in. And be sure to check out our other episodes and our future episodes. And catch you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Not you.
Mom!
Hey, we need your support to keep the podcasts flowing. Go to explorationsearlylearning.com/support to learn how. One of the big things you can do is shop Amazon with the link we provide. You buy your cat food, you buy your kids' books, you buy whatever it is you buy on Amazon, you pay the regular price. We get a small percentage of it. Everybody wins. A lot of people are doing it. It really supports the shows, and we really appreciate it. Give it a try. Thanks.
This has been an Explorations Early Learning Upstairs Studio production.